large morning show in the afternoon, and I didn't get to you in time to tell you. I didn't want to hear that. I don't want that theme song. I'd like for you to just edit that out so that nobody will hear it.
Okay.
And we'll find a way to, in professional terms, back time so that the show starts on time.
All right.
I'd like to start with an announcement following a special song, and then you can hit the theme song.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank O'Pinion. I know that, according to the calendar, Christmas is over. But it shouldn't be over, should it?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, this is not...
This is not an all-inclusive...
I delete all of it.
Yeah.
No, we'll just edit it, okay?
All right.
How embarrassing. My daughter is here, for goodness sakes. 3, 2, 1. All right, now I hear laughing. I hear somebody laughing. Here's Dan. I know the voice. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Frank O'Pinion, and even though, because it's December 27th, by the calendar, Christmas is over. But does it have to be? No. And I say the answer is no. So this show is extending Christmas at least till 6 o'clock today. And now, a special beginning to today's show.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Woo! Merry Christmas!
Not a dry eye. Dan, would you look at your screen? Take a look at your IM screen.
Okay, I am.
And what's the answer to that question?
Yes.
That was my daughter, Amanda. Amanda, say Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, see, it doesn't have to be over. And then tell them how old you are.
I am 28 years old, and I have a little bit of a cold, so I apologize.
But that's why the singing was off. When you have a cold, you don't hear. Alyssa would know that.
It messes up your head.
You can't hear right.
I was going to say, it was a lot better.
Thank you.
It sounded a little better.
Maybe the cold helped.
I thought she had been going to lessons.
Hardly. Someone who has had lessons, though, and is an accomplished singer.
Yeah.
And I'll give it up for Alyssa. Dan's not. You girls know each other. You've met each other, I believe, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Two different...
Maybe when we were born.
Yeah, really.
Two different directions as far as singing. They couldn't have gone more north and south when it comes to singing. Alyssa, tell them how old you are.
I just turned 20. Yeah.
20. Yeah. And
do you drink alcohol?
Not yet.
Did you invite her to a party?
Have you ever tasted alcohol?
No, not one sip, actually.
Okay.
That's where it ought to be. Amanda, I know that you never tasted alcohol.
Oh, no.
Until your 21st birthday.
Until 21.
I'm so proud of you.
That's right. For that.
We have two outstanding daughters that wouldn't even taste alcohol until they were 21.
Nope.
We did something right here. But now, Alyssa, tell them, they'll be modest here. You've won some singing things, right?
Yeah.
Like what?
Not really since high school. I haven't really been in any... competitions. But in high school, I'd go to solo singing and ensembles. I get ones and stuff.
Ones, that's good.
Yeah. That's the highest.
Well, I can tell you right now what she's doing. She's toning it. She's downplaying it. She's being modest.
Modest like her father.
Except now when she said, yeah, I'm downplaying it. Yeah. We don't plan any show, including this special edition.
No.
It's a special edition of the Large Morning Show Afternoon. And we haven't even discussed it for 2 minutes. But it's about singing. And it's about the ability or the inability to sing. We have both extreme examples of each here.
Well, which one am I?
Now that is funny. My daughter said something funny. I don't need the DNA test. Well, yes, I do. She's funny, and I'm not. No, you're the one who can't sing.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's a bummer, but you're a horrible singer.
No, Amanda, you're not a horrible singer. You're not
so,
bad.
On the other hand, Alyssa, if you could pick one song, just one verse of it to sing, what would it be?
Well, I actually wanted to sing a song with my dad.
Well, that I have no problem with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you could sing. Duet. You could sing a song like, what song did you guys do?
Sing a song of Sixpence, A Pocket Full of Rye.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, some songs that you guys did during your Christmas program down at SEMO.
Right now?
Yeah.
You know the song?
I don't know which song. Songs did you guys sing?
We sang the "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's pretty popular.
It's probably a college song. Yeah. I don't know who Harold was, but he had quite a wire. Those Herald Angels. Those angels were like Charlie's Angels.
Oh, they were.
So, what's this song you're going to sing? What's the name of it?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh gosh, you ruined this last year, though.
Who did?
Was that Dan? Didn't we try to do that last year and
we ruined it? Yeah.
And he
ruined
it. Yeah.
I did.
Good luck. You guys should do it. Good luck.
Well, this should be much, much better. And now.
No, I ruined it because I couldn't figure out my stupid part.
Oh, yeah. On the karaoke screen. Well, I think the audience is ready and has been ready. And again, our purpose here, our mission, to extend Christmas at least till 6 o'clock today. Our next performers are a father and daughter duo from right here in good old Missouri. And she's a college student, an accomplished singer, and we know what he is. He's a guy that works at the station.
Now,
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Alyssa and Dan.
No, I think they're doing Baby's Cola.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Amanda,
call it that.
You don't laugh at your dad or your dad's screws. Thanks for the support. Edit that out, okay? You know where to edit?
Yes.
Where I just said, and now we'll pick it up right there at end, okay? Then the audience will hear. 3, 2, 1. And now, our second performers, they're a father and daughter duo, singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. Alyssa and Dan.
Are we going to have any music with this?
Oh, I guess.
Karaoke music?
Well, yeah, but
Are you kidding me? Do you know the song?
Come on, Dion.
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
Do you need?
No, yeah, you do.
All right.
Listen to Amanda.
Edit back where it said, I said, and now. We'll pick it up there again.
Okay? All right.
3, 2, 1. And now, as we continue to extend Christmas, our next performers are actually father and daughter. Here to sing Baby, It's Cold Outside, Dan Strauss and his daughter, Alyssa.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
Oh.
And they're just like my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pull.
Neighbors might think.
This is the worst thing ever.
Baby.
Say, what's in this drink?
No, I can't read that part.
I wish I knew how.
your eyes
to break the spell.
I'll take your head.
I think we find the common bond between
them. No.
We should have got a bigger font for this.
I know.
I just think that's the wrong song.
We decided that's just the wrong song. It's not your fault.
No, Dan just doesn't know how to do it.
Well, yes.
And he's in a band, but he doesn't know how.
Wow, she's tearing you up today.
I know it.
Yeah, you don't see her that often, and when you do, man. Boom.
I know, man.
She lowers the boom on you.
Yeah.
Whew.
Wow.
All right. For those of you who are still with us, both of you, we would we'd like to get a little information. No Burke segment today from each of these young ladies. We'll start with Dan's daughter, Alyssa. Alyssa, what do you want to do when you get out of college?
Well, I hope to teach a choir. I'm not really sure which grade level yet. But
did you see Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
What?
Good movie.
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
This movie you would really appreciate. It's college and way to go. Who's that?
That was me. I'm not used to this. I don't know.
Neither am I. 35 years, I'm still not used to it. Yeah, your dad still bumps his head on the microphone all the time, so don't feel bad. Choir, no, Mr. Holland's Opus. It's a terrific, terrific movie about a music department in school and the budget cuts. They want to shut them down. You'd really like it.
Well, yeah. And the guy's son that composes all the music is deaf, so it makes it even...
Okay, now you just ruined the movie for you.
Yeah,
that's the whole storyline.
Spoiler alert.
And this, by the way, this is Alyssa's segment. Okay.
Now I don't need to watch it, I guess.
Well, I guess you can spoil it. That movie's been out for like 20 years, so it's all right.
Well, but now I'm embarrassed. I taught my daughter to share and respect. Now it's Alyssa's segment.
Oh,
she
gosh.
Blurts right in there.
You don't blurt in front of other people.
Yeah.
I have done that a couple of times, yes.
Every day.
Okay. Now we need, before we take a break, somebody suggest another song.
Wait, she wasn't done with her segment.
What?
She wasn't done with her segment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm still going.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you like to teach a choir. I have issues. I'm older, and I have some, like, mental memory issues, so there's my excuse. What, teach a choir where? College, grade school, where? Church?
Grade school or high school or middle, really any of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nine. Boyfriend?
No.
Pretend dad's not right there. Boyfriend?
No, really.
Yeah, I know.
He knows everything.
And why do you think that is? You don't haven't had time, not interested yet?
No, I don't really have time for much in my life.
Yes.
Have you had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Sort of serious?
Yeah, in the past.
Who ended it, you or him?
Kind of both, yeah.
That's the best kind, when you both know, hey, I'm sick of you. It works out better
that
way.
They're stupid anyway at that age, so at all ages, really.
Where did this come from? Let me just make sure that's my daughter. Yeah, that's her. Would you just sort of briefly describe for the guys out there listening who go, hey, how old are you again? You're 20, well, 20, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they hear you and they go, well, I can't believe she's not with somebody. I'd like to figure out a way to meet her. What does that guy need to be? Like, how tall? Or see, my wife and daughter are tall, so they see, when they see really short guys, they know there probably never would have been an instant attraction. You know. So what are your requirements here?
I don't want to be too picky. I don't want to be mean.
No, all women are picky. Are you kidding me?
Well,
when you're with your girlfriends, name him, describe him. Mr. Wright.
Tall, dark, and handsome. I don't know.
She's not telling you is the truth, which is at the top of the list, rich. That's what they want, some guy with money.
Yep.
And I don't have to ask him, Matt, do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
And were there some relatives of his or big listeners you wanted to say?
Yes, I did. Is Alyssa done with her segment?
Oh, is Alyssa? I'm sorry. Alyssa, are you?
Oh, I thought you were saying hi to Alyssa Dunn.
I thought you could say, is Alyssa Dunn listening?
Yes.
Are you finished with your segment?
Yes, I am.
Oh, is there anything you would like to add that we didn't ask you? Or?
Oh, I have one thing. That
you have a question for your daughter?
No.
Yeah. Not be very close.
Yeah. My question is, would you be interested in a hockey player professionally wearing number 15 with who is also 20 years old? His name is Robbie Fabry.
If Robbie Fabry's listening right now,
you're all his.
I am available.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you don't put it out there, it's never going to happen if you don't let the world know you want it.
And they're at home on Friday playing Philadelphia. So, Robbie, if you're out there.
Come on, man. Get on it. Where were we? I completely lost track. I don't even know what we were talking about.
Hockey player?
Oh, Amanda's boyfriend. She has a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And describe Dan.
Dan's name is Dan.
Great guy.
Dan Langrader. He's 6'2", probably. Dark hair. Not tan, but not, you know, pale.
Not an albino.
Yeah.
He does love
hockey. Hey, Dan, he loves hockey.
Oh, he loves
hockey. He's a huge Blues fan. He likes golf.
Oh.
And he's in logistics, which I really can't explain what all that means. But
now, I think the reason that Amanda went for him was they say you kind of go for somebody like your father, you know, athletic.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really smart into logistics.
So in this case, she went just the opposite.
Yeah.
And how long have you been together?
It has been 3 years now.
Whoa.
Ooh. Pretty serious.
We do live together, but, separate sleeping arrangements because I am not married.
Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Well, I've only met his parents one time, and I really liked them, and they seem like just like, you know, good Americans, if that makes sense.
I'd like to say hi to Kay and Keith. That's his parents. And also, it is his aunt's birthday. So I want to say happy birthday to Aunt Lisa. I believe I'm saying the last name right, but it's Younger. And it's spelled with a J, but it's Younger.
Oh, good name to have
Lisa
as you get
Younger.
Older.
And I want to say hi to Grandma Pat, but her best friend, Grandma Pat's best friend, Joan Kelly, loves you, apparently.
Wow.
So it was her birthday recently. So happy belated birthday, Joan Kelly.
Whoa.
Every once in a while this happens, like my daughter or one of my kids will say, oh, I met somebody from St. Louis, she is so hot for you. She thinks you're it. She talks about how
it was Dan and the other people.
This is a hypothetical.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I've never had that happen.
This is a generality of what happens sometimes.
All right. Sure.
I'm not talking about your boyfriend's family. This is somebody else. But this happened a couple of times where somebody goes, oh, my sister or whatever, my aunt, she's so crazy. And you start in your mind thinking, wow, you know, if I was ever somewhere, she might get after me. And then here's what usually happens. I'll go, oh, how old is your aunt? 87.
Oh, yeah. Older women, though.
Yeah.
Mama's probably listening. I want to say hi, Mama. Hi, Mama.
That's my wife's mother. The greatest grandmother and mother-in-law in the world.
Best ever.
Ever. She's listening. All right, here's what I think we should do. Hi, Peon. How's it going?
Good. Yes, very good. Man. Thank you.
He's in the room.
How's little Archie? What did he get for Christmas from Santa?
Oh, he got way too much for Christmas. Yes, from Santa and all the grandparents and
Is he old enough, I don't remember, to say beforehand what he wants for Christmas?
No, I don't think. This is the first year where he was just even excited about opening the presents.
Right.
But I still don't think he really is gathering what. From what I hear, maybe next year probably will be the, yeah.
My grandson's three. About 3 and a half, so he had that extra half year. Oh, man, yeah, he was all over it. He thought it was fantastic. So, yeah, next year will be a lot better.
Daddy wrote a nice list for Archie, though, didn't you? Yeah, I want a new, laptop computer.
things that Archie wants you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here's the list. Here's the all the things that I want my dad to have for himself. nothing for anyone else in our family. Thank you, Santa. And then that's all the gifts. All the gifts are for Peon. Way to go, Peon. I think it's brilliant. I'm going to do a bit of business here, and then we will be, because people are sitting there going, oh, man, I can't believe the singing thing is over. Oh, no, it's not over. Come back. We're going to have some more singing from Alyssa and Amanda. I had a nice chat this morning with John Londoff. They had a very good year. I think that next year is going to be a good year. And when you have an advertiser, some advertisers never give you feedback, positive feedback or any kind of feedback, because and this is not a joke, they're afraid you'll increase the rates on them. You'll charge them more if they say it's working too well. I believe that. And then you get somebody like Londoff, who I don't think a week goes by that he either calls or he'll text, and he'll say, well, this AM and the PM crowd is unbelievable. Don't know what we do without him. He's not afraid to say business is really, really good, because I'm already overcharging him so much that, you know, he already knows he probably couldn't possibly pay more. I'm kidding, of course. John Londoff is the junior Londoff, son of John Londoff Sr. And for those of you who are old enough and were around, what an impressive Marine. He was a Marine, and the businessman he was. And he left apparently all the right things to John, because he runs the business the same way, knowing that the way you treat people will determine how long you're in business, not the price of your car. Cars have to be priced competitively. That's actually the easy part. It's finding the right people to make customers feel great. That's the tough part, but they've managed to do it. They're going to continue to do it. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, before we get to Tim Weiland right now with traffic, I want to say hi to Sylvia, who is out there listening. My girlfriend Sandy's granddaughter, she's six, and she's listening right now to us. So hello, Sylvia. And now to Tim Weiland. Tim?
Hi, Sylvia.
There you go.
Gotta say hey. Let's see, about the only thing we've got going on now is on westbound Highway 40, things stacking up from the Science Center through McCausland. They cleared an incident that was on southbound 55 between 159 and 157. Looks like we have just a little bit of a hesitation slowdown as you go through that area. Everything else is looking pretty well right now. In this traffic report, it is brought to you by Centrum Silver. Centrum Silver, now verified non-GMO and gluten-free, with daily nutrients to support your heart, brain, eyes, and all the most important parts of you. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Farmer Dave. For my family and all the cows and the skunks out in Skunk Hollow, we want to wish your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
When you don't have dental insurance, you find out just how expensive dental care can be. A simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds or even thousands more. But here's news that'll make you smile. Now you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day from Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. For a free information kit with all the details, call now 1-800-300-2244. This isn't just a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for over 350 covered procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can choose any dentist with no deductible and no annual maximum. This is affordable dental coverage that will help make you smile. So call now for your free information kit. 1-800-300-2244. That's 1-800-300-2244.
Message and data rates may apply.
This is a formal apology from Force Factor to every guy out there who's looking to build muscle quickly and boost endurance. We recently released an extremely powerful professional-grade muscle-building supplement called Volcano at GNC. Due to overwhelming demand, GNC has struggled to keep Volcano in stock. If you tried to get Volcano but were unable to because it was out of stock, we want to make it right by giving you a complimentary bottle. Get yours by texting RIGHT to 369-369. Volcano gives you an explosive pre-workout boost in nitric oxide, dramatically amplifying your energy and power. You'll tackle every rep with more intensity and endurance, better drive and performance, and faster recovery, resulting in a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. Again, if you're a serious weightlifter who was unable to get Volcano at GNC, we're going to make it right by sending you a complimentary bottle. Text RIGHT to 369-369. That's R-I-G-H-T to 369-369.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-1019. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019. 1-800-400-1019.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
NHC is recognized nationwide as an innovator in delivering a full range of high-quality extended care services, including rehabilitation, long-term care, assisted and independent living, home care, and hospice. They are proud to have 6 locations in the metro area, including NHC St. Charles, Town and Country, Maryland Heights, Lake St. Charles Retirement, Villages of St. Peter's, and Villages of St. Peter's Assisted Living Memory Care, as well as NHC Home Care and Caris Hospice. NHC Care.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you very much. Still to come, our special edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. It doesn't really have a name. It's an extension of the Christmas season. And what better way to extend it than the beautiful voices of young women singing like angels. And more of that is coming as we celebrate more Christmas. There's a song about spelling Christmas. It's C is for the Christ child, H is the, and then I. You guys know that song?
No,
I don't think I've ever
you
heard
don't. C H I S T C is for the Christ child. Born upon this day, H is for the herald angels sing, and then R means our Redeemer, I means Israel, S is for the star that shone so bright. And you go through the whole word of Christmas. The reason I mention that is spelling of Schaefer. S-C-H. You know what? You're exactly like your mother.
I'm pretty sure I'm a combo.
She interrupts me all of the time. I mean,
and you interrupt her too.
This is awkward. She may have you there.
Edit it out.
This is not going. I heard this is just a great Christmas thing. Well, back to Schaefer. It's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. No. To my daughter's credit, I don't want this to turn into a bragging. But Dan, feel free to brag on Lisa. She turned 16, was away at school. I got her the basic entry-level little SUV, and she did not have an accident for, what, 3-4 years? How long was it?
I don't think I had an accident ever, except for the one that I hid, you know, with the guy in college I told you about.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Here's a great story. I tell her, don't let anybody borrow your car, because you're away at school. Alyssa, you know this. If you have the kid that has the car, that's the guy to know, or girl to know. She has a car. Amanda has a car. Amanda, listen, I'm sure you'll be listening to this and going, well, I can't even imagine a college student doing this. She let somebody, but go ahead, tell
me. Well, okay.
After I told you, no.
My dad told me, like, every day, don't ever let anyone drive your car. And so I was scared to death to ever let anyone drive it. And there's this guy on the tennis team that was really nice, really responsible, and he had asked me a few times, and I kept saying no. And
was he cute?
He was cute, but not, I mean, I wasn't into him like that.
Okay.
But anyway, he needed to go to the grocery store. Oh, Bernice. he needed to go to the grocery store, so I kind of gave in and said, okay, but be extra, extra careful. My dad will kill me if anything happens, because he always tells me never to let anyone borrow it. So they came back, and they said, hey, we need you to come outside. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, something happened. And I thought they were playing a prank. So I said, well, you're joking, ha. Just stop it. Not even funny. So then they bring me outside, and the front was caved in on the side. The guy accidentally hit something in the parking lot. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack. But luckily, he took care of it, and my dad never knew about it.
You know when I found out about this? No, you know when I knew that?
2 weeks ago.
A week ago.
No. Are you serious?
No.
I mean, not maybe a week, but maybe like the last month.
Yeah. The last month. I never knew this story. Ever. They went to a body shop, got the thing done, but it wasn't Schaefer quality. I should have looked
closer.
But
he never knew. And other than that, I never had an accident.
Good cover, Amanda.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I should have given it a closer look, because if I had, I would have found something. And I said, wait a minute, this is not Schaefer work. And of course, she was out of town. There's no Schaefer. There probably eventually will be, the way they're growing. So if you're here in the St. Louis area, you're lucky. If, let's say, your daughter loans her car to somebody and you said, don't do that.
Don't do it.
And they want to get it fixed before you notice it. The place they need to go is Schaefer. 10 locations, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. You can find out phone numbers and locations at SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Yes. I have a question for Amanda.
Yes.
What made you to decide to
finally...
What made you decide to finally tell your dad, pardon me?
I thought of it one day.
We were
probably talking about all the things he didn't know about with the boys and all that. And
that's exactly what it was.
And I said probably the one thing that he didn't know about me.
Because I said something like, wow, they did all this stuff and you didn't do anything. And she went, There was this one time this guy borrowed a car. But Dan, I'm telling you, Dan, Alyssa, now, raise your right hand, Alyssa.
Yes.
Everything you tell me or about to tell me is the truth, or you want the Lord to strike you with lightning right in the middle of your skull, okay? All right. Say I do.
Oh, wow.
I say I do.
Wow. Yeah, I do.
You promise to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell your dad right now one thing that he doesn't know about something you did while you've been away that... It's not horrible, because I'm not expecting you to do that, but just, you know what I'm talking about. Cough it up. What is it?
I can't really think. I mean, I tell him literally everything in my life. People have driven my car, I guess. No one's corrected it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. But I didn't
put that would be a no-no for me.
Yeah, I didn't put the stipulation on there. I didn't, but I didn't realize that she would... let somebody do that.
But you didn't tell her you can't let people borrow.
No, I didn't.
No.
And if you don't tell them, yeah. Well, guess what? According to my daughter, it doesn't matter. They do it anyway.
How am I? No, but
what's the point? It's time, I think, for Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Because Frosty the Snowman, to me, is not religious in any way. It has Parson Brown in there, but that's not really. So it's not for those Christ haters and Christmas haters, you people. there's nothing to hate here. It's about a snowman. And you both know it, right?
Yes.
All right, now, Peon, do you have any...
I do.
You do? Could we hear just a little of it, and then we'll start it over, just so they can hear it.
It's going.
All right, hang on. Right here, I think. Okay, hold on. Don't ruin it. Hold on.
Oh, we weren't starting now.
That was a test for key. See what key
okay.
And I think what we do is we have Alyssa. Would you mind going first?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you would mind?
No, I'll do it.
Okay. And Peon will just play through. not much, yeah, but you'll know when to stop it. Okay.
Sure.
As we continue with our Christmas spectacular, even though Christmas is over, not for us. Alyssa singing Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Nice.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one
day. That's a good place to end it right there.
Thanks.
There must have been some magic.
Dan.
Okay, sorry.
It's killing him over there to hear all these other people sing, and he cannot do it.
Yeah.
He's vibrating over there.
I'll play the harmonica with me.
And now, again, same music track, Frosty the Snowman. You can fire it, you can start it. This is called Walking Up the Music. See, I talk like this, and then I know when to stop, and I'm stopping right now. Here's Amanda.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
Wow.
Looking at the applause meters, it is a tie. an absolute tie.
That was awesome.
So we're going to have to keep going until somebody is declared a better singer of the two.
I still think Norman beats us all.
Oh, wow. Norman is the greatest. Dan, do you have any questions for Amanda or Alyssa?
No, not right now, no. Right.
Now, we can squeeze in quickly. Colin Jeffrey will join us after 4. Girls, you want to stick around and talk entertainment with the great Colin Jeffrey? Would you like? Okay.
I guess that's a no.
Amanda?
Yes.
Anybody?
Sure, yeah.
I one thing before that.
Yeah.
What's the day today?
27th.
Is it just another sleepy, dusty, delty day?
Oh, no, hold on.
Peon, I hate it just as much as you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's my deal.
But Peon was ready for it.
I think he needs a new thing, don't you think?
Yes, I think it may have run its course.
The listeners have spoken by email and they disagree. Something like 16 to 1.
You were on it, Peon. You knew.
I sensed it coming.
My daughter has her own. She's an adult now. Alyssa, you are. When's your birthday?
Not really.
December 6th.
Yeah, December 6th.
When is it?
December 6th.
Oh, so you just turned
20. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You just turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in December. I'm December 14th.
Wow.
So you are a year.
You turned
22. Oh, my gosh. We're the same.
What?
You didn't get it.
What? What did you say?
Nothing.
It's young girl humor.
Okay. You're a year away from an adult, and now do you have a checking account? You probably already have a checking account, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You will need a bank at some point. Most people just settle for whatever bank is close, or ask somebody at work, "Hey, where do you bank?" I hope both of you will be smarter and not do that. I hope you will consider First Community Credit Union for your, because they love young people starting out, and they love small businesses who've already started out, but every once in a while may need to borrow $80,000 or $100,000 or whatever. They're sort of the great bank for everybody. Now, Alyssa, do you know what a a CD is? Not a music CD, but a
certificate of deposit. Yes, I know all the terms.
Do you know what a mortgage is?
Yes, something I can't afford.
What is a mortgage?
It's what you pay on your house.
All right.
Dan, I'm telling you, this college thing,
man,
it's paid off.
Yeah.
It's paying off. Every day. Look how smart they are. Stuff they know. First Community Credit Union. Listen, you have actual checks that you write, like a checkbook?
No, I don't.
I don't
have
think
any
anybody
checks.
Writes checks anymore.
Yeah.
The people their
you
age.
You know why you write?
I haven't written a check in 10 years.
Now, I do. A lot of people her age would probably go, check what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there are people, older people especially, they still like checks, and yeah, you can do that. You, of course, get your debit card, your credit card, your car loan, which very possibly may end up dropping a little bit because the rates at First Community Credit Union, they're famous for their competitive rates, so wouldn't that be great? It's happened to a lot of people who've moved there. The request is simple. It's this. You're banking somewhere. Why? And most people cannot say, oh, well, it's just, I like it okay. You like it okay. That's not good enough. And it's not that big a deal to move and join us at the biggest credit union, largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. 43 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time to check traffic again with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Okay, Dan, well, things look pretty good on the highways right now. We just had that slowdown I was telling you before. You're going from about Kings Highway now out through McCausland on westbound 40. A little bit heavy on eastbound 40 between 170 and Hanley. We also have eastbound 40 downtown slowing. It looks like a little east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound Highway 270, you're running a bit slow between 170 and New Florissant. This traffic report, it's brought to you by CarMax. Drive what's possible. With no haggle prices and 5-day money-back guarantee, CarMax is the stress-free way to buy your next car. CarMax, drive what's possible. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
Hi, I'm Steve Wien, the guy you hear on all the commercials. Yeah, the very thing you listen to the radio for. And as I light my Hanukkah candles, I'd like to remind you to remember the real reason for the season. And if you celebrate Festivus, the holiday for the rest of us, good luck in your feats of strength.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Did you know that convenient and secure housing can be within your budget? It's true. Lutheran Senior Services offers the very best in rent-subsidized affordable housing for older adults. Lutheran Senior Services has 9 St. Louis metro area locations everywhere, from the heart of the city to the tranquility of the countryside, to give you a variety of options to stay close to family and friends. To find out more about Lutheran Senior Services, go to lssaffordablehousing.org.
Need to put a new mid-size ag tractor to work on your farm? Now, during Kubota's Shift into Savings sales event, you can put an acclaimed M-Series tractor to work with great savings. Enjoy clean and powerful performance, Grand X control technology, and the largest cabin class. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, it's Randy Naughton here for Premier Heating and Cooling. Question for you. You know wintertime is setting in. Is your heating and cooling system ready for the winter? It is time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122. They can come into your home and they can look at your unit to make sure it is ready for the wintertime. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They're experienced with both residential and commercial HVAC units. You can jump online and find out more at www.premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call them to make sure your furnace, boiler, or heat pump is ready for the winter. Ask about their maintenance agreements and their rebates. Do you suffer from dry, cracked skin this time of the year, too? They can help you out there as well. It is Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Caring for a loved one at the end of life is the most difficult thing you will ever have to do. But with the help of Celtic Hospice, you don't have to face it alone. If you or someone you love has an advanced illness such as cancer, heart failure, COPD, or dementia, Celtic Hospice can help. Our team of compassionate caregivers will provide the symptom management, care, and support your family needs during this difficult time. Hospice care is about choice, how you choose to live, and who you choose to help you. Tell your doctor, I choose Celtic. To learn more, visit us at CelticHealthcare.com.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a two-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
Listen up, homeowners. Contractors and do-it-yourselfers agree E&B Granite has had the largest collection of the best quality granite available in St. Louis for years. And now, with their new 50,000 square foot showroom, you'll be able to choose from all the top brands, including Caesar Stone, Silestone, Polar Stone, and more. When you visit E&B Granite, ask to see the new look of brilliant quartz for your kitchen or bath. E&B Granite at the corner of Manchester and Hampton or online at ebgranite.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.